I don't know if you noticed who is the writer of the song that we just sung, I'd rather have Jesus.
我不晓得各位有没有注意到这个诗的作者。
It's probably a name that you would recognize, George Beverly Shea, who was the music, one of the music people for Billy Graham.
我想你们可能会记得，他是那个格里汉他那个布道会的一个音乐作家，叫 Beverly Shea。
The other day I had the opportunity of watching a video that George Beverly Shea was being honored in. He's 103 years of age.
前几天我有机会看到一个录影，就是讲到他的一生，他是103岁。
And believe it or not, he's still singing the praises of Jesus.
你相不相信他还在那边唱赞美主的诗歌？
This morning I want to talk to you about something that God has laid on my heart, which I think is very significant for all of us.
今天早上我想要跟你们分享主放在我心里头，我觉得一个很重要的一个题目。
We probably in some sense or form are a spectator of something that we really enjoy.
我们可能在许多不同的事情或者活动上都当作一个在旁边参观者。
Over the years, I've been very passionate about basketball.
我这一生我经常对篮球是很着迷。
I'm passionate about my family.
我也对我的家庭我也很热衷。
And I've even been very passionate about music because my wife loves music.
我甚至于热爱音乐，因为我的太太喜欢音乐。
I am sure that everyone in the sound of my voice today is passionate about something.
我相信今天每个听到我声音的都对某些事情有热爱。
As a matter of fact, the dictionary kind of gives us some insight what it means to be passionate or to be a fan or spectator of something.
我其实在这个字典里头也给我们一些定义，说什么是一个旁观者。
It simply suggests that we are an enthusiastic admirer.
就假如说我们是一个很热忱的一个参观，一个旁观者。
The question this morning that I would like to ask us, are you an enthusiastic admirer of Jesus?
今天早上我要问你一个问题，你是不是主耶稣一个很热忱的一个旁观者？
There are some who are just spectators.
有些人只不过在那边看球赛而已。
And there are others who are devoted followers of Jesus Christ.
但是也有些人全力以赴的在那边跟随我们的主。
I trust that this morning as we talk about this topic that we will be able to agree together that we are devoted followers of Jesus Christ.
我认为我们今天早上能够分享这样子的题目之后，你会觉得你是一个亲身参与跟随主的人。
The passage of scripture that you just read suggests that if we want to be a devoted follower, we must deny ourselves or give up our self-centered ideas and be a true follower of His.
我们刚才所读的经文跟我们讲说，如果我们要真正作为跟随主的人，必须要把自己放弃或者舍己，然后忠心地跟随他。
In other words, we're willing to let Him take the driver's seat of our life.
换句话说，我们让他在我们的这个车子驾驶的座位上。
Willing to put aside our selfish desires and letting Him be the leader.
我们愿意把我们自私的这个切爱的东西放在一边，然后让他做我们的领导。
We can feel pretty good about ourselves because we're these great admirers of Christ this morning.
我们今天早上可以很自满地说，我们在这边参看我们的主耶稣。
If we'll be honest with ourselves,
但是如果我们真正地问自己，
If we'll really search our hearts and begin to define our relationship with Jesus,
如果我们诚实一点，然后寻求我们自己的内心跟我们主耶稣的基督的关系是什么呢？
There are three questions for us to answer this morning.
我们可以发现有三个要问的问题。
The first question is, why are you here?
第一个是你为什么在这里？
If you read through the Gospels, Jesus at different points in His ministry would draw a line in the sand and He would separate those who are spectators and those who are followers.
如果你看这个福音里面，你可以看到是主耶稣在不同的时候，好像在这个沙地里画一条线，分开什么是旁观者，什么是跟随者。
On one such instance in John chapter 6,
有一次在约翰福音第六章里头记载，
Jesus is at the top of His ministry, and we read that large crowds were following Jesus.
主耶稣在他的这个传教的中间最高峰的时候，他有一群跟随他的人。
He was very popular.
他那个时候很有名望。
He was doing miracles.
他做很多的神迹。
You remember some of them was that he was providing food from just 5 loaves and a few fishes, and a lot of people in the crowd were following Jesus.
你知道他只不过用了五饼跟几条小鱼喂饱了很多的人，然后在那个人群中很多要跟随他的。
But Jesus realized that they were coming only because of the miracles.
但是主耶稣知道他们只是因为那个奇迹来跟随他。
The main reason the crowd was showing up was because of the spectacular.
这些人群聚在这里是因为看了一个很大的一个这个奇迹。
They didn't care much about the teaching, about the, and the changing lessons that he was demonstrating.
他们并不太注重主耶稣的教训跟怎么样叫他们改变他们的生命。
They were there simply for the show.
他们只是在那边看一场表演。
So my question to you again, why are you here this morning?
所以我再一次问你们，你今天早上为什么在这里？
What is your reason for being in this place?
你来这里的理由是什么？
Is it because you like the lunch that will follow the service?
是不是你喜欢我们家会后的午餐？
Is it because you think the seats are comfortable?
还是你觉得这个椅子比较舒服？
Or is it the music that you really enjoy and you come for?
还是你喜欢这边的音乐？
The question is why are you here?
问题是你为什么在这里？
I mean, the great question is, are you here because you desire to have a growing personal relationship with Jesus?
我们或者可以这样问，你来这边是不是因为你希望能够与主的关系越来越好？
As a matter of fact, Jesus challenges the spectators to a deeper,more intimate relationship with him.
主耶稣甚至于对那些旁观者向他们挑战，叫他们跟他有一个更深更紧密的关系。
The Bible says, from this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him.
甚至于说在那个时候就有许多的门徒离弃他而去，不再跟随他了。
It simply was because they came for the external reasons rather than having an intimate relationship with Jesus.
那其实因为这很多的门徒们是来为了一个外表上的一个观赏，而不是里面一个内心的关系。
As you read through the Bible, there's some sad stories of people who, as a result of not being willing to be a committed Christian, turned away and no longer followed.
我圣经里面有许多这种不幸的故事，就有很多的人，他们来跟随主，不是真心的要跟随主，到最后离弃他。
For Jesus, the real reason that he wants us to be here is to have an intimate relationship with him.
主耶稣要我们来这里的理由是要我们与他更亲近。
He wants us to be a devoted follower of Jesus.
他要我们热心的跟随他。
So the question that we ask again, the first question is, why are we here?
所以再回到第一个问题，我们为什么在这里？
Are we here for the loaves and fishes, or are we here to become more intimate with him?
你来这里是为了五饼二鱼，还是你来了为要与他更亲密？
The second question we need to ask ourselves this morning is, are you all in?
早上第二个问题，是不是你通通丢入？
See, being a follower of Jesus requires a fully complete commitment.
跟随主必须要一个完全的投入。
Are we as a follower willing to do whatever it will take to follow Jesus?
你我跟随主是不是愿意把所有的东西都投入进去？
Are we willing to be totally committed and totally in?
我们是不是完完全全的愿意全身置入？
On the whole, we don't do well with absolute commitments.
整体来说，我们每个人对这个绝对的顺服这个东西并不是太欣赏。
I think we prefer selective commitments at times.
我们比较喜欢是局部的或者有限的投入。
Simply put, we make or customize our Christianity.
简单的来说，我们把基督教化整为我们能够欣赏的。
Oftentimes we look at our relationship with Jesus and say, I'm going to follow Jesus if it's comfortable for me at this time.
我们经常可以说，我们把跟随主能够说，只要不付出太大的代价，我愿意跟随他。
You say I will follow Jesus, but don't ask me to forgive the person that has hurt me.
你说我可以跟随主，但是不要叫我去原谅那个伤害我的人。
I'm not going to let go of my resentment.
我对他的仇恨，我不愿意放弃。
I'm not going to let go of bitterness.
我也不愿意放弃我对他的苦毒。
I simply want a Christianity that's comfortable for me.
我只要有一个能够舒适的基督教就好。
Another way we might say it is, I want to be a homemade follower of Jesus.
或者另外也可以讲说，我可以是一个在家庭亲手制造的一个基督教就好了。
I attended a dinner last night that was to help raise some money for a Christian organization.
昨天晚上我参加了一个晚宴，是为了要一个基督教的一个组织募点款。
I enjoyed the food quite well that was prepared for us.
我非常欣赏昨天晚上的这个晚餐。
And so I asked the cook, "Could you tell me what was all the ingredients as it went in?"
所以我就是去问了那个厨师，我说你能不能跟我讲里面用的是什么材料？
And the cook gave me the recipe, and it went something like this: a pinch of this, a little dab of this, and that's what makes it good.
他就给我一个简单的这个食谱，就说你加一点点这个，一丁点那个，一把这个，就这样子。
Obviously, it was homemade, and it was delicious. But I could never repeat and make that same kind of meal.
所以很显然，这个是家庭的私房菜，我大概是做不到的。
And that is oftentimes how we fit into our relationship as a Christian.
我们经常也就是同样的定义，我们跟主耶稣的关系。
It's the reason why I ask you the question this morning: Are you all in?
这也是为什么我问你，你是不是通通投入
？What does it mean to be totally committed to Jesus Christ?
完全的投入是什么意思呢
？As I've already said, it's letting Him be in the driver's seat.
所以就是说，让他在那边坐在驾驶的位置。
It's taking our hands off the steering wheel of life and saying, God, what is best for us? We want to follow you and do what you desire for us to do.
我们把我们自己的手从生命的方向盘上取下来，然后问主说，在我的生命里面，哪一个是最好的方向？你带领我。
It's putting aside our selfish desires.
我们要把我们自私的。欲望放在一边。
The scripture passage says it's putting others before ourselves. It's loving people. It's forgiving people.
甚至于说我们要把别人放在我们的心上，要把别人的好处来纪念。
It's following the model that Jesus Christ Himself lived.
我们要跟随主耶稣自己他生活的模式。
Even though Jesus was sent by God, He was willing to give up all of the godly things.In order to live a humble life as man and to demonstrate to us how we are to live.
虽然他是以神的这个生命来到这世上，但是他把所有的神的这个形象通通抛弃，完完全全活出一个人的形象，教导我们怎么样生活。
You see, there is not an option for selective Christianity.
选择性的基督教不是一个允许我们选择的。
There's no bargaining with Jesus. We'll do it this way.
你没有办法跟主耶稣谈判说我要这样做。
He wants us to be totally in and totally committed.
他要我们完全的投入，也完全的放弃。
We are willing to give up and sacrifice whatever it takes to live fully for Him.
你愿不愿意放弃所有的，为他而活？
If you're not here today for the right reason, because you've never come to that point of fully committing your life to Jesus Christ,It would be my prayer that you would certainly make that most important decision.
如果今天在座还没有经过那一段时间，你把自己完全的奉献给主，我希望能够在这边帮助你做到。
There are many leaders in your church who could sit down with you and take the moments to talk to you about what it means to be a devoted follower of Jesus Christ.
你们教会里面许多的领导可以教导你怎么样完完全全的顺服主耶稣的。
And it would be my prayer that would be your desire today as you leave here is to be a total committed follower of Christ.
这也是我一个深深的心愿，我愿意你们每一个人今天离开的时候， 成为一个完全归入投入跟随主的人。
So defining our relationship to Jesus, we've asked two questions.
我们在定义跟主耶稣基督关系问了这两个问题。
Why are you here?
你为什么在这里？
And are you all in?
你是不是通通投入？
The third question is this.
第三个问题是。
Have you made your Christianity your own?
你所信的基督教是不是你自己的？
I started going to church as a child.
我从很小的时候就去了教会。
It was just the way that things were done in the home that I lived in.
我那个时候就是因为我们的家庭就是这么回事。
And so it oftentimes, even though I may not have wanted to do it, I needed to do it in order to please my parents.
所以经常有的时候我不是很愿意的去，但是为了要讨好我父母亲，我还是去。
Maybe you began to search out Christianity and become the church because you wanted to please somebody.
也可能你们来到教会里寻求基督教，也是因为你们为了讨好某人。
For those of us who have grown up in the church, our devoted lives as a follower is not to please someone else, but is to live as Christ would have us live.
但是我们要跟随主的人，我们来跟随他，不是因为要讨好某人，而是要为了跟随主耶稣自己。
You see, my friends, God sent His Son in order that we might have a relationship with Him.
各位，你知道，就是主耶稣来到世上，就是神要我们与他有一个亲密的关系。
And that relationship comes only by getting to know Him better day by day and hour by hour.
那个关系的发展也只能够每一天每一时刻与他亲近才有。
You see, the Bible is not just something to be read.
你知道这个圣经不就是一本可阅读的书而已。
But the Bible is God's instructions, and that's how God speaks to us in order so we will know how to live.
这是神给我们的一个指引，教导我们怎么样生活。
Without eating, soon our bodies will become weak and we will perish.
我们的身体如果不吃的话，就会虚弱，然后就会死去。
In the same manner, if we're not in God's Word on a daily basis, we are going to become thirsty and soon our spiritual life will begin to decrease rather than increase.
同样的，圣经也是，我们如果不是每一天在吃圣经的话语，活在它里头，我们也会看看变成饥渴，然后慢慢慢慢的消失。
The Bible says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God."
圣经说，我把你的话语藏在我的心里，好让我不冒犯你。
The Bible says, "We are to study His word in order that we will be a servant that is living out God's commitment and promise to us."
圣经教导我们，我们要了解的活出神的话语，然后能够彰显他对我们的应许跟教训。
Now I'm not very good at technology, modern technology.
我对现在的新科技不是很内行。
I get very frustrated with computers.
我有时候搞得很烦，就是看电脑的时候很烦。
I push buttons and I think that it should do this and it doesn't always do that.
我按这个键，我做那个事情，想应该做的事情，但是没有发生。
Yet if I am going to be part of today's society, the computer and modern technology has become a very important part of living.
但是如果今天要活在这个世界里，我必须要了解这个新科技跟电脑跟这些的科技上头的事情。
As a matter of fact, I carry my iPhone in my pocket all the time.
其实我在口袋里也一直带着我的 iPhone.
Surprisingly enough, it even goes to bed with me.
甚至有的时候很惊讶的，我睡觉的时候也放在口袋里。
Why? Because it has become a way in which people communicate with each other in the way in which we live in this society.
因为这是今天的这个时代，我们用这个方法要彼此沟通。
I've had to study the manuals, the books for dummies, and all of those things to learn how to use modern technology.
我要读很多的书籍、手册，然后来了解说怎么样用这个现代科技。
As a matter of fact, I've become passionate and enthusiastic admirer of modern technology.
而我后来变成一个对这个新的科技一个热忱的热爱者。
But my question for us this morning.
Are we, 我今天问大家的问题。
Are we as enthusiastic about our Christianity and our life in Christ as we are of learning modern technology?
我们今天对主耶稣对我们的基督教的热忱，是不是就好像我对新科技的热忱一样？
The ultimate question this morning is simply this.
最集中的问题今天早上要问。
Are you simply a spectator, or are you a devoted follower of Jesus Christ?
你只不过是一个旁观者，还是你一个是真正忠心的跟随者？
Our passage of Scripture reminds us that we are to put aside our desires and our focus is to be on Jesus Christ.
今天的经文教导我们要把我们自己的喜好的东西放一边，然后忠实的跟随主。
Is your faith a faith that is homemade, or is it a faith that is built on what the Word of God teaches?
你的信心就好像私房菜自己创出来的呢，还是你的信心基于神的话？
Three important questions for us to consider.
三个很重要的问题。
God help us to be devoted followers of Jesus Christ.
求神帮助我们，使我们成为一个忠心主耶稣基督的跟随者。
Amen.
Amen.